Miami Democratic Senator Dwight Bullard recently refiled a bill aimed at making changes to Florida's Stand Your Ground law, a bill he says could have helped if it was passed earlier.
That would have prevented the acquittal of Mr. Zimmerman in the killing of Mr. Trayvon Martin. Defining what an overt act is. The person would have to brandish a weapon, be charging towards another person, be physically engaged in acts of violence before one could use deadly force, as well as further definition of aggressor.
An explicit definition of who qualifies as an aggressor is a sticking point with Bullard, who says that's a major difference between the bill he sponsored and a similar bipartisan proposal that recently passed its first Senate committee. That Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy, being welcomed by Florida A&M University students at a forum discussing the law. He believes the proposed changes in the Senate tweak bill will help, but pointing to his son's situation, he says there's a difference between tweaks and making real change.
It's only two people that are involved in the case, and one is dead. Yep. So how can you determine who's the aggressor? So it has to be more than just tweaking it a little bit. It has to be more. You have to do more than just tweak it.
Second Circuit Public Defender Nancy Daniels says she's hopeful about the proposals she's seen so far in the Senate, but adds she wouldn't mind a repeal of the law.
Just the very language of that said to me that it was opening the door to a kind of a frontier justice mentality. And sure enough, that's what has happened, and I think it's very harmful. It will not bother me one bit if it is repealed, as long as we do not encroach on the traditional defense of self-defense.
But for Daniel's Second Circuit counterpart, State Attorney Willie Meggs, who's been opposed to the law from the beginning, he says he'd still rather have a full repeal than a fix here and there.
It fixed a problem we didn't have. It's created numerous problems we didn't need, and it needs to be repealed. And I'm for Alan Williams' bill, which repeals the law, not this mamby-pamby stuff that they're talking about in the Senate that means absolutely nothing to anybody, but it'll just make some folks over there feel good about being stupid.
A hearing is scheduled for Tallahassee Democratic Representative Alan Williams' repeal bill during the first full week of November when state lawmakers next come back to Tallahassee. The House Criminal Justice Subcommittee will meet Thursday, November 7, starting at 3 p.m. The hearing, chaired by Shalimar Republican Matt Gaetz, is slated for 5 hours. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.